These are today's headlines and top stories from the Miami Herald.
Good morning. Here are the top five stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Be on the lookout for afternoon rain and temperatures near 90. Let's get things started on the beach. Smoking cigarettes at beaches and parks in Miami Beach will be illegal starting next year. The law will take effect January 1st. Violating the law could lead to fines, $100 for a first offense and $200 for a second offense within a 12-month period, or even arrests at the discretion of Miami Beach police with a penalty of up to 60 days in jail. A third offense within 12 months would automatically trigger a criminal violation. In drinking news, even big beer companies are not immune to rising Miami rents. Dogfish Head Miami is the local outpost of the Delaware-based brewery owned by the Boston Beer Company. The brewery is closing its Wynwood location after a spike in rent. The brewery's last day will be November 5th. For more on where to go around town, go to miami.com. In the Florida Keys, a man had the tables turned on him when he tried to rob a gas station at knife point. Deputies say the suspect walked up to the counter of the Marlin gas station in Isle Amor Ada with a candy bar and a drink. The 33-year-old then pulled a knife on the clerk and threatened to stab him. But when he tried to grab the cash in the register, the sheriff's office says the clerk pulled out his own knife and stabbed the would-be robber in the arm. The suspect ran, getting away with the candy bar, but not the cash. Detectives were able to identify him during the course of their investigation, and he was arrested on a robbery and aggravated assault warrant. For more news from the Florida Keys, go to flkeysnews.com. In gambling, about 5,000 people who work at six Florida Seminole Hotel and Casino properties are getting big pay raises. It's part of a $100 million investment Hard Rock International and Seminole Gaming are making in their employees to help them cope with the rising cost of living. Effective in October, housekeepers, front desk employees, security personnel, and other non-tipped workers will see their wages increase by as much as 60%. Some employees' hourly wages will jump from $12 to $18. An amount nearly twice the U.S. minimum wage of $7.25 an hour and more than the Florida minimum wage of $10 an hour. Hard Rock has 20,000 employees in the U.S. and at least half of them will receive the wage increases. And finally, a Florida deputy injured in the line of duty was hurt again when a car crashed into a physical therapy center during his visit. The Martin County deputy was left trapped in debris and had to be rescued by fellow first responders. It happened earlier this month at the Jensen Beach Plaza Shopping Center. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.
This has been today's headlines and top stories from the Miami Herald.